Industrial action at the ESB is looking more and more likely, but unions in the company are due to begin talks this week aimed at avoiding the action. It centres around pensions for ESB workers, a hole in the pension fund, and changes in the way the scheme works. There have been claims from the ESB group of unions that some workers could end up with pensions of only €13 per week. Unite is the largest union in the ESB. Richie Brown of the union is on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran.
Do you believe this line that some workers could end up with €13 a week of a pension?
Absolutely, Fran. The first thing to say is just to remind your listeners that the ESB workers are unique in the sense that by virtue of the fact that they were forced to join the ESB pension scheme, that denies them any entitlement from the state for a state pension. So in the event of their retirement, workers in ESB get no state pension entitlement. Therefore, their only source of income in retirement is their ESB pension. And given the fact that under the minimum funding standard, there's a $1.6 billion deficit in the ESB pension scheme.
Which the company has said they will address by 2018?
No, well, they haven't actually said that they'll address it by 2018. What the ESB have said is this in their annual accounts. First of all, they have dishonestly and inaccurately described their pension scheme, which is a defined benefit pension scheme. They have described that in their accounts as a defined contribution scheme, and they have qualified that further by also stating in their accounts that it is the ESB's intention not to put any further monies into the pension scheme in any circumstances whatsoever. So they have quite clearly indicated that in the event of there being a deficit in the scheme, that they have effectively washed their hands and walk away from any obligation, responsibility or liability they have to the scheme, and they have placed all of the risk upon the ESB workers, and that is what the issue is.
Okay, well, what most people this morning are concerned about, Richie Brown, is whether their lights will go out between now and Christmas. What form of industrial action is Unite considering?
Well, the first thing to say is if any action will be taken at all, it will be by and large determined by the company's response to us when we meet them tomorrow.
What form could that action take?
Now, the form of action, the group of unions will elect or nominate a disputes or a strike committee, and it's up to those elected representatives to decide in the event of a dispute and in the event of any industrial action taken, what form the action will take and the duration and length of that action.
You know the company and your workers pretty well. What type of action could be considered?
What I will say is this. This affects all workers in the ESB. It's not a small group, grade or category of workers, or it's not in a specific location or business unit. This is right across the ESB and it affects all workers in the ESB pension scheme. Given the fact that when we balloted our members, we got over an 87% vote in favour of industrial action. So given that overwhelming mandate, given the depth of feeling and the fact that all workers in the ESB are affected by this, even if workers in the ESB take some form of limited industrial action, short of an all-out strike, I have no doubt that that will cause huge disruption to the service and will result in power outages.
You would say that most definitely if industrial action goes ahead, there will be power outages?
Even limited industrial action, given, as I said, the number of staff involved, the depth of feeling of our members, that even if there is action taken short of an all-out strike, that will invariably end up in widespread disruption to the service.
Why has the ESB group of unions waited until a few weeks before Christmas to raise this issue?
Well, we haven't. We've been raising this issue with the company for a year and a half.
Why bring it to a head now, though?
To no avail. Well, we've been raising it for a year and a half with the company, and if writing strongly worded letters to the company and to ministers could have resolved this, it would have been resolved long ago, because we've tried that to no avail. And if marching and demonstrating and protesting could have resolved this, that would have done also, but because we've tried that and to no avail. And the fact of the matter is that we engaged in a process in terms with our members, and due to the 1990 Industrial Relations Act and the fact that we had to ballot over the period of time, the length of time it has taken to ballot and to consult with our members, and the time frame involved, if you like, left us with effectively serving strike notice this Friday.
It's not just about maximum impact, you know?
Well, it's not. No, we didn't sit down 2 years ago and decide, let's have a strike in the ESB at Christmas in 2013. Wouldn't that be great? the timing of this, this dispute is of the company's making. It wasn't of our choosing. Okay. And the timeline and the time frame of this, quite clearly, as long as and with the responsibility, lies fairly and squarely with the company.
All right, okay. Richie Brown of Unite, thank you for talking to us this morning. We did ask the ESB to come on the programme, but they said they didn't want to get in the way of delegate talks, which are about to get underway.